Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Aldemar Cabello Kwamanda, stay on as mayor at the behest of the African National Congress, who wants to reward Aldemar for being a loyal ally over many years. This historical relationship is not going to be spoiled by getting Kwamanda to resign under the present cloud that he is incompetent. He is not incompetent, and the ANC will not want to embarrass him or Aldemar or me in this particular matter. However, the ANC and Aldemar will work out a solution that is in the best interest of the citizens of Joburg, and Kwamanda and the best of breed of nine political parties, they are now on a roll on the way to turn Johannesburg around, and I'm sure that the African National Congress is going to want that to continue, but the decision will lie with myself having the mandate. I don't think the African National Congress would want to embarrass me by changing the mandate to take the lead in Johannesburg.
Well, that is the voice of Aldemar's leader, Geneef Hendricks. On the line with us is ANC Johannesburg spokesperson, Masilos Rekele, who is listening to that and was expecting that we'll be playing that clip. Good evening and welcome, and thank you so much for being with us.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Masilo, I don't know if you were able to hear clearly the entire voice clip that was sent to us by Aldemar's leader, Geneef Hendricks, but basically, I'm sure you know this, he is disputing the fact that the ANC is working towards moving out the current mayor. He says, well, the ANC has assured him you wouldn't do that to him. Your response to that?
Look, thanks very much. Look, I think you will know by now, the ANC in Greater Johannesburg have been working to reconfigure the city of Johannesburg.
Yes.
And the reconfiguration will result in the ANC having a mayor of the city coming from the ranks of the African National Congress. And that decision has been coming. The conversation has been coming from almost last year. We have been having conversations since the installation or the election of Thapelo Amat. And the Aldemar knew from that point that the mayorship of Aldemar has been on a temporary basis. And when conditions are going to be favorable to the ANC will be able then to take over the mayorship position. That principle has long been established from last year. And now, with the political events in the country of the national election, have presented
Mr. Srekele?
With Aldemar, including in many meetings, the president of Aldemar was there. And we have committed to other the ANC that Kabelo will resign when that time arrives. In fact, we can speak with authority and fraternity that we will have the mayor of the ANC by the Friday.
All right. What's taken so long, Masilo? This was the promise last week.
No, look, the delay of the process is that, look, there should be consultations, both internally in the organization, the ANC, and also the members of the coalition partners. It is not as straightforward as we will want it to be. For example, the reconfiguration means some political parties will lose certain positions, some will gain. And we need to consult them. In consulting these political parties, some of them need to have their meetings of the national executive meeting. For example, let me give you an example. For example, the ANC had to wait for its national executive to affirm the decision. We'll have to wait for a scheduled meeting of that national executive of the ANC. Meaning now, when they speak to an ISP in locally, they must consult the national leadership.
Gotcha.
Same applies to the Patriotic Alliance, same applies to the EFF, including the Aldemar. Now, that is the one that process then takes time. That's why we're delayed in that front. But we have concluded the conversation. In fact, we are confident that by this Friday, we'll have an ANC mayor.
Herman Mashaba, are they going to get the speaker's position?
Look, we are about to finalize that discussion with HNSA. As things stand, we have not yet completed. We are 99% there with them. And then we will be able to bring the residents of Johannesburg after the conclusion of our convention with them.
And you're still putting forward Dada Morero as your candidate?
The regional executive committee of the ANC in Greater Johannesburg, led by Comrade Dada Morero, will give us a credible candidate to be on the of their mayorship. In fact, I can speak with authority that the regional executive of the ANC in Johannesburg, led by Comrade Dada Morero, will make a proposal as early as tonight to the national leadership through the PEC as to who must be the candidate. And that collective led by Dada is making the proposal to the PEC this tonight, and the PEC will then engage on this proposal and will engage the national leadership. And the national leadership will be the one that makes the final proposal, the final pronouncement on mm-hmm. the issue of the mayorship. But yes, indeed, the ANC Johannesburg led by Comrade Dada Morero, and we are making the proposal tonight. Then we will hear from the national leadership of the ANC because they have the final say on the matter.
Your relationship with the DA, it's no secret, has been difficult in the city of Johannesburg. Have they come to the party on this one?
Come again?
DA. I'm saying your relationship with the DA in the city of Johannesburg has been difficult. I'm asking whether they've come to the party on this one. You were saying to me that not only are you discussing the matter internally within the ANC, but you're also discussing with, yes, coalition partners and others. And I'm wondering whether the others are the DA.
Look, the current conversation does not involve the DA. We reached out to the DA, but that conversation didn't go far. And then we then have to then speak to other political parties that are representing the country. As things stand, the reconfiguration will not involve the Democratic Alliance.
Have you got numbers? Have you got numbers to support your motion?
The numbers are there. Look, you should maybe 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, the IST have joined us, even appointed Councillor Mabaso as an MMC of Human Settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as things stand, we have 146 seats in council, and that is an absolute majority. And then if then we finalize the talks with the HDS, we will come with 44 seats. We'll be sitting somewhere between 191 seats just to give you from a numerical point of view. But as things stand, the current coalition, before the reconfiguration, it has the necessary numbers. We needed to add for stability so that at least we don't have issues where we don't we're struggling to pass major decisions in council. But to answer your question, yes, we do have the numbers. And those numbers, even if we don't have the IFT, even if we don't have the HDC, we still have the numbers. But we have the IFT is already joined us. We're finalizing the inclusion of HMS.
Why would you need numbers? The last time you spoke, this was going to be an easy transition. He was going to resign. You're not going to have to put forward a motion of no confidence. What's happened?
No. Look, I was just answering a number in terms of the coalition reconfiguration. I was not answering from a motion. There's no motion. From where we're sitting and our agreement with Al-Jama, we will not put a motion. Kabelo Kwamanda will resign. That is the agreement we have had with Al-Jama, including the Political Management Council. Just maybe to give you a bit of background, the current coalition that has Kabelo as a mayor has a committee that manages all the political parties that are represented in council, which is called the Political Management Council of the GLU, of the Government of Local Unity. And that particular issue that discussed at that level. And that committee even manages disputes it plays the role of a dispute management mechanism. The matter of Kabelo was presented there, and all political parties that are in that political management council have agreed that when the time arrives, Kabelo will resign, including Al-Jama. That's why the clip, I don't want to even engage the clip of the president of Al-Jamaa. I think those utterances, I don't know when they meet, but we have met the Al-Jamaa separately. We have met Al-Jamaa in the political management council, and they have agreed that Kabelo will resign. In fact, we can speak by Friday. We are going to have a new mayor. Resignation or not, the ANC will have a mayor by this Friday.
So we've obviously heard Al-Jamaa leader make these remarks in the past 2 weeks. We heard him recently, about maybe a week ago, and then publicly again earlier with other media houses today. But this he sent to us directly after 6 o'clock. So I can assure you this is the most recent voice note there is from the man. So obviously my question is, why do you think he is speaking out of turn? Why do you think that you're having conversations with him and he continues to make these utterances publicly?
It's because we then engage at our level, and the representative of Al-Jamaa at our level let me give you this point. Today, around 4 o'clock, the ANC was meeting the minority bloc. That are represented in council, the city of Johannesburg council, today at 4 o'clock, and in that meeting, Kabelo was present.
And was Al-Jamaa's leader there?
No. Come again.
Was Hanif Hendricks there?
No, he doesn't see that.
Okay, sure.
He doesn't see that.
It was council. Okay.
Yeah.
Council members.
Majority block. Yes.
Okay.
We presented the final consultation with them.
Mm-hmm.
They agreed with all our proposal then, and including some of the timelines, what must happen after that. And what must happen after that even include the resolution of Kabelo. That's why I'm saying,
okay,
let's not worry much about the president of Al-Jamaa. I don't want to get myself into an exchange with him. We will have the mayor of the ANC by this Friday.
That's fine. You all have come out of a council meeting. Well, council members have come out of a meeting, not with everybody, but with some of you guys, today at 4 o'clock. So he must then have assured you, as you say, that he's going to resign. So when is he going to resign?
Look, last week we were speaking about this. Now when I'm speaking with you, it's a matter of hour.
A matter of hours.
He would have resigned
maybe tomorrow this time?
It should be, because we need 3 days of notice of a council meeting, and we are contemplating of having a council meeting by the end of this week. Tomorrow should be a deadline for us to have a council meeting on Friday. I don't want much to put... The point that we are making at the African National Congress is that we are in good spirit with Al-Jamaa. There's no animosity. We have engaged them. We've put our proposal down and in a very respectful way, and they have agreed. And Kabelo will vacate office gracefully. There is not going to be any drama. There won't be any fanfare or any theatrics. We have agreed with them. We have respectfully engaged the comrades of Al-Jamaa, and they've made their commitment to us, both individual and political parties, and also at the level of the political management council. And they have told us that, look, when the time comes, we will back in the office of mayorship greatly.
So let's work with your timeline. Friday, there will be a council sitting. If he goes back, because remember, he had a meeting with yourselves, not with his party representatives. If he goes back to his party and the party says no, we are standing firm, he is not resigning, and he takes those instructions, obviously that then means that you're going to have to put a motion of no confidence on Friday.
Look, I don't think that will arrive, but the point is that, for me, look, I don't think we are there politically with them. We have a cordial relationship with them. They raise their issues with us sharply. We raise our issues with them sharply. I don't think we have really reached to a point where there will be animosity, where we'll have to push one another with them. In fact, they've been with us in quite politics in Johannesburg from 2016. Even when we went to the opposition benches, they were with us side by side. The relationship that we enjoy with them as coalition partners, where we are, is a good political relation. If they are having difficulties with any decision that we put forward, they will be able to call us to a meeting, and we will engage, and we will find a way forward. Where we are sitting, there is no animosity. And that's why we strongly believe that we will have the resolution of Kabelo very soon.
Let me tell you this. By this time tomorrow, I will be on air. I'm going to hold you to it. It would have been the end of business day. So if he has not resigned, I'm going to call you. We're going to have a chat again on the radio tomorrow.
Let's have a conversation tomorrow.
Let's
at
have
this
a conversation.
Time. I'll come back.
Let's do that.
I'll come back to the radio tomorrow
and
come and say what is the latest development. But I think,
so
look,
if I had to buy everything you've told me tomorrow this time, Kabelo Komanda will not be the mayor. And if he's not, you're going to have to explain to us tomorrow what has happened.
No. With certainty, by this time Friday, we'll have the name tomorrow.
No. There are two things here, two separate things.
Yes.
Tomorrow, he would have had to resign. If he does not resign, of course, you'll still have a mayor on Friday. But there are two things, two separate things. He may or may not resign. And if he doesn't resign, you're still going to have to continue and have a motion of no confidence. But you're saying to me, it's not going to happen. It's important because Aljamar keeps telling us that's not going to happen. That's the reason I'm asking this question.
No, look, I think, look, you know, I'm trying too hard to avoid responding to the president.
And it's fine, it's fine.
And given the respect that we have to that political fight, and I don't want to enter a bad state, but safe to say, if there's no resolution, the ANC will take further steps. Mm. And those further steps will result in the ANC still having an air on fight. Well, now, the point that I'm making is that, is the resolution is in or not,
We do believe. Thank you so much for your time. ANC Joburg spokesperson Masilo Sirekele.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.